I am Christoph Wörle, journalist, and today I'll be talking about the artist Claude Monet. Here we are in Potsdam and it's seriously hot outside and windy. I'll be glad to get inside in a moment into the cooler environment of the Museum Barberini. What do I know about this guy, Monet? Well, I'd say he was a French artist, a painter, and he was an important figure in Impressionism. So important as a figure that he became really famous, his renditions of nature are legendary. Everyone knows his water lilies. Today I'll be meeting Dr. Dorothee Entrup, who is responsible for the Department of Education and Mediation within the museum.
For many people, he is the one and only, the outstanding impressionist. Why is this?
Monet chose a different way to academic paintings. He came from traditional paintings in 19th century, natural painting, but very soon he decided that it must be more, not only to show a certain place or a certain topography, but also to show how is the atmosphere like, how can you feel the place, how can you feel the weather you have. And that's why Monet had such a great success, because his art is touching not only our visual capacity, but also our human senses.
He had always trouble with money. How did his family support him, or how did he cope with that problems, and how did he solve them?
Of course, as a young artist, it was difficult to survive. But already in the age of 18, he decided to become a painter. And so no other profession was possible for him. So he had to struggle hard to go this way. In the beginning, it was a family who supported him, but then he has to live on his own. And when he founded his own small family, he had to look for how to earn his money. He tried to sell his pictures to gallerists, to collectors, and he lived in a certain period only from month to month without any serious perspective for the future. And you have to see, the art market was difficult. First of all, in the period of the 1870s, because after the Franco-German War, the art market was very down in France, and traditional pictures were sold on higher prices than these experimental works of the Impressionists. They were kind of revolutionary art and not really used for most art collectors. And so it was very special for him. And it was only in 1889, when he had this really successful exhibition in the Galerie Georges Petit. It was an exhibition alongside the World Exhibition in Paris. And then, finally, he had this big success he ever hoped to have. And this enabled him to have a comfortable life until his end.
And what about his dandy lifestyle in the early years?
We know that he spent a lot of money for his outfit. He was very self-conscious. Also, he was vain. That means he wanted to present himself in a certain way. And that costs him a lot of money. Yes, indeed.
Later on, he was suffering of cataracts. What kind of impact did that have on his painting?
It's difficult to say. Maybe there was a certain impact, because the cataract causes cloudy effects on the lenses, changes color vision and so on. But the artistic development we see of Monet started, the characteristic development of his late work started already in the 1890s. When he became more and more interested in mirroring surfaces of water. And this is characteristic for his late work, where you see a more and more abstract character. And I think this is not really caused by cataracts, but corresponds to his aim for more and more express atmosphere only through colors and not through precise topography.
When he got the glasses, how did they help him?
The cataracts treatment was difficult for Monet. The first time that he really was looking for help was in 1914, when he traveled to London to have a special treatment and to get the first glasses with tinted lenses to help him in color vision. At the end, nothing really helped, so he decided to undergo cataract surgery. And in several steps between 1923 and 24, he had these surgeries, even though he had a lot of fear to undergo this treatment, because friends made very bad experience with cataract surgery. But for him, it was successful in the end. And so he could continue his work, we can say, nearly on that point when the disease became an important effect on his work. So he destroyed some works that he made during the disease to continue on a former moment to develop his late work.
So do you think when he got his sight back that he painted in a different way, that his painting changed again?
I suppose not, because he really was looking for this abstract effect, because it corresponded to his original ideas to have really a sensational effect on the spectator, not only an optical effect on the spectator. And so in my opinion, the cataract effect is not so important on his work.
Last question. What relevance does the Impressionism have today? How do we look at Claude Monet? What can we learn from him?
I think Claude Monet's work is timeless. He achieved to develop pictures that can be understood by every human being, even though if you don't have any knowledge about art or the biography of the painter, you can understand what he expresses only by feeling. And this was the case 100 years ago. This is the case today, and this will be sure the case in 100 years or even further.